This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. As we start the new year and I look back on 2016, I like to think about it in terms of some of the changes that our rural communities have seen. And one of the first changes that comes to mind is that a new BEX facility was constructed in Effingham, and I had the chance to visit with the company's president, Scott Beck.
Yeah, we're really glad to be part of the Effingham community now with a distribution center that between the office space and the shop and the warehouse space that covers about 2 acres. And so it's our largest distribution site in terms of, other than our headquarters, largest distribution site in Illinois. And the other component of that site is our practical farm research, and that's where we do research that matters to farmers beyond just seed selections.
The second change I thought of is that CHS hired Randy Brody as a new general manager for their team. Tell us how you got to this position.
Sure. Well, I was looking for the next career move for me, and this job was available, and I applied for it, and met the CHS people and met the board on 2 different occasions, and we just seemed to kind of connect. And it was a wonderful opportunity and to come here to Illinois and manage this cooperative and work for CHS, which is a globally integrated company, but yet they allow you to manage locally. And I think that was the main thing that was my reason for coming, is that we're still a local co-op, but we've just connected internationally.
And change number 3, the village of New Douglas welcomed a community garden to their town square with the help of Peggy Dunn.
Part of what happened was, I've been here for 2 years, there was some discussion about a garden grant. And everybody went, oh, nobody knows how to do that here. And I said, well, I'll try it. I applied for one grant that we didn't get, and then found that Madison County's environmental program had grants that would cover a rain barrel program for stormwater management, a community garden for health and nutrition, and a market to help manage grocery deserts. And we qualified because there are 5,000 people in an 8-mile radius of this town who don't have a grocery store to go to. I went ahead and wrote the grant with the support of the New Douglas Township Board, because the grant needed to come to the board from the Madison County Planning and Development Group in Edwardsville. Then it was just a matter of finding seeds and talking to people and trying to convince the people in the community that this was a really good idea and that they didn't have to do anything if they didn't want to, because the food was going to be free, and that I would take responsibility for making this work.
Change number 4, surrounding counties welcomed new Fair Queens.
The 2016 Metropolitan County Fair Queen is Hannah Raffaello.
Change number 5, the Brothers Burden Motorcycle Club started a community garden in Litchfield, and I got the scoop from club member Missy Jackson.
The garden began as, of course, just a thought, because the president and members believe that it's really important that our community be able to come together as a community to teach, have the older generation teach our younger generation where their food comes from. This is something that we believe is super important, because it's not so simple just to, for everybody in the community to just go purchase all those things they might need. You know, it gets expensive to go to the store for some of the lower income families.
Change number 6, M&M Service Company added a new fertilizer shed to their Litchfield facility, and they merged with Wolf Oil, according to General Manager Brad Kloss and previous owner of Wolf Oil, Kent Wolf.
The main changes we have going on right now, as you can see here at our Litchfield facility, we are expanding what we call phase 2 of our dry fertilizer center that services, along with the marine plant and the fertilizer plant in Marine, Illinois, in Madison County, serves our entire geography. The phase 2 is additional fertilizer storage. Back in 2004, we had the need to centralize our fertilizer operations, primarily due to regulation, and the older small plants that we had weren't able to keep up with the modern-day farmers and how they can do things so much quicker, so we need to do a super center where we could really supply fertilizer, high capacity, high output per day. We built phase one in 2004, which included some storage as well as all the blend facility. And then this new facility here that you see today will add much more storage capacity.
We've also got Kent Wolf here. And Kent, as we were talking, it's still you. Customers come in, deal with you, just kind of a new name for the business.
Yep, that's all really it is. I'm still there. I'd like to see all my customers still come in. Pay your bill, call me, please. And I like to just, as business as usual, that's all we want to do here.
And finally, change number 7, which is the last of the changes that came to mind when I was thinking of our local communities. Rolling Lawns Dairy Farm in Bond County began bottling their own milk in 2016.
Well, it was an honor to be part of the Prairie Farms Cooperative for decades, and that really was a great relationship for us. But with some connections I had in the St. Louis area, there was some interest in a true local product where it was single source and really people could identify the producer. And those come mostly with chefs, with coffee shops, bakeries, and some ice cream places. And so there looked like there was enough market there to maybe found an independent supply and then start shipping into St. Louis. And so that's what we're doing. In May of 2016, we went independent and have been at it for 5 months now.
Now, we're done talking local, but some exciting things happened on the national level of ag as well. One of those occurred at the Farm Progress Show, and that was the unveiling of the Case IH autonomous concept vehicle with Tractor Marketing Manager Nate Weinkauf.
Case IH launched it here at the Fall Farm Show, and as you just mentioned, it's the autonomous concept vehicle, and I play in the word concept because, again, we're really trying to use this week here with producers to try to get some feedback on what they think. So I know we're on the radio here and you really can't see it, but this is a cabless vehicle. So there's no cab here with this Magnum tractor, and so it's generating a lot of excitement and a lot of questions from producers.
And most recently for National Agriculture, on November 9th, Roundup Ready to Extend herbicide received EPA approval. An exciting day for Monsanto, according to Technology Development Manager Ryan Rector.
Yeah, yesterday was extremely exciting, not only for Monsanto, but also for our growers here in the U.S. as well. And that was, we received that over-the-top application approval for Extendamax with Vapor Grip technology and our Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans, as well as Bolgard to Extend Flex Cotton. So a very exciting day and looking very much to a successful 2017 season.
It was a year of ups and downs and twists and turns for ag businesses, communities, and farmers, and I'm sure there's more of that coming in 2017. But that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.